Shelburne have gone undefeated in the league in six games since Usins have beaten them back in June, but they have changed managers. Have you seen any difference in their style of play since Joey O'Brien's taken over as manager?
It's probably been quite difficult to get a grip with it, to be honest with you. The games that I have seen them live have been European games, which is obviously can be a different style at times. And then the games against both Galway and Bohemians, they had tweaked their personnel. So they're probably in a situation now where they've a number of games coming up. They definitely have to get squad rotation and maximise what they've got there. But they're a big squad, and they've lots of quality in there. As I say, the big thing is you always have to give them the respect because of the players that they have. But the big thing for us is make sure we concentrate on the things that we're good at and what we have done the last number of weeks, and hopefully we can build on that.
In the last time round in the Brandywell against them, they had a lot of possession before Derry City had scored, and you caught them very quick. Is the tempo of the game going to dictate what happens in this match?
They're two good teams. Both teams like to play. Both teams have lots of quality in their teams. So it's definitely got the makings of a very interesting game. And obviously both teams chasing that European spot. So hopefully we can come out of it at the right end.
Looking to the squad, obviously you're without Ronan Boyce. Will that mean that Adam or another option will have to go onto the right-hand side?
Yeah, we're looking at different options at the moment. It's unfortunate because I thought Ronan was excellent on Friday night, and I thought it was very harsh, his sending off. But it is what it is, and we have to make do without him.
Were you able to have a word with the referee after the game about the decision or get any clarification on why you gave the second yellow?
No, I just actually got some interesting stats though this week about Derry City's decisions against and refereeing decisions against. So that's an interesting one, which we'll look at some stage.
Just looking back at the right-hand side, Cameron Dummigan came on in the second half, is making some progress. Is it too soon for him to even get a start in Perth?
Yes, too soon for him to get a start. Again, great credit to Cameron, the work that he's put in to get himself back. And he came on Friday night, and it was a baptism of fire. Down to 10 men, Bows were throwing the kitchen sink at us at that stage of the game. And I thought he'd done brilliantly when he did come on.
And in the defence as well, you have Ben Doherty back from suspension, and Mark Connolly was on the bench. Are they going to be considered for the starting 11 this week?
Ben has taken a little bit of a knock, so we're not sure whether Ben's going to be available or not. But apart from that, then everybody's available and in contention for a starting 11.
Depot's in great form up front, 3 goals from 5 league starts. I think he's one of the first names on the team sheet these days.
Listen, he's the lad's a good player. He's big, he's strong, he's that target that you're looking for. He's done a great job since he's come in. You can see week by week he's getting fitter. I don't think he is where we need him to be just yet, but he knows that, and he's working to get himself there. So great credit to him for the work that he's put in, and hopefully he can continue to score goals from now to the end of the season.
6 games now to the end of the season. Everybody's in very, very close proximity from second down to fifth. And there's some teams that have games in hand, including Shelburne over Derry City. Would you rather have the points on the board or be in that position where you have games still to come?
I think it's probably always better to have the points on the board. I found myself in this situation last year after a European run, and it can't catch up on you when you get 4 or 5 games in. So we'll see. Listen, for my end, I'd prefer to have the points on the board, but we'll see where it takes us.
And the 3 points, I see you were to get those this week. How far will that take you to your end game for what this season you're hoping to achieve?
There was a really good 3 points on Friday night. It's a massive game Friday night coming. That's all we'll concentrate on. We'll not get too carried away at this stage. We know where we'd like to go. We know where this club should be. But getting there now is what our objective is.